50 years ago, a bomb exploded at the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. 4 young girls were killed in the blast. It would take 14 years before the first Klansman was tried and convicted in the bombing. Robert Chambliss was found guilty of his part in the attack. He wound up here at the St. Clair County Correctional Facility, about 40 miles northeast of Birmingham. It's here where Chambliss wrote letters to his family during his time in prison. The handwritten letters and the pictures they paint from that time can now be found with just a short ride down a creaky elevator to the bowels of the Archives Department at the Birmingham Public Library.
April 20, 1979. Yes, Mommy, you told me you called the governor. Mommy, I ask you again, did you talk to the governor? Did you call my lawyer? What did he say?
Mommy is Chambliss's wife in a letter read by library archivist Jim Baggett.
Wrote the governor a nice 2.5-page letter. The reason, he sent the lieutenant governor's staff over here to talk to me. Tell our little Bobby to write one. Put in your letter so it won't cost her postage. Answer soon, your loving husband. R.E. Chambliss.
Baggett has been studying those decade-old letters in detail.
Chambliss is almost entirely focused on himself in his letters. There's a lot of self-pity, and, you know, he presents himself as a victim. And he never acknowledges involvement in the bombings. But, no, there's no remorse. There's no acceptance of responsibility at all.
In 1963, Chambliss was better known by his nickname, Dynamite Bob. Prosecutors at the time called him a skilled bomb maker, responsible for several racially motivated attacks in Birmingham, though the number isn't clear. Baggett says one element was race, not that of his victims, but rather his own.
His self-worth comes from the fact that there's this whole other group of people he can look down upon and dominate. So I think this accounts for a lot of the reason that people like Chambliss reacted so violently to civil rights activity, because it wasn't just an attack on the social system that they lived in that was segregated. It was an attack on their whole self-image and their own self-worth and how they saw themselves.
Other observers of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing have a more straightforward assessment of Chambliss.
The thing that I recall most about him is just a deep sense of meanness. Someone who had such a deep hatred.
Dr. Art Dunning is a professor at the University of Alabama. He was one of just a few African Americans to attend the Tuscaloosa campus in 1966, 3 years after the stand in the schoolhouse door. He agrees white supremacists were threatened by this change in social order, and that's what spurred the violence.
I do think the Chambliss of the world saw this sort of social order crumbling, where just by hereditary advantage, certain things, I don't have to do anything, just be born in a certain group. I have this distinct advantage. And I think that was disturbing to them.
Back at the Archives Department at the Birmingham Public Library, Jim Baggett uses a cart to retrieve Chambliss's letters from a sea of filing boxes. He pulls out another one. It's also addressed to his wife, dated April 25th, 1979.
I don't trust my lawyer. They're giving big meetings all around, taking up big collections. What are they doing with the money? He said it's being put in the bank, First National Bank in North Birmingham, in your name. Mommy, I could tell you something that would make your hair stand on your head, but I won't. I can't sleep but about 30 minutes at the time. I hardly ever lay down till 11 or 12 o'clock. Mommy, I got plenty to tell you when and if I ever get out. It would make you all want to kill somebody.
Chambliss wrote dozens of letters over the next 6 years. He never did successfully get out of prison as he had tried to for as long as he was incarcerated. Chambliss died behind bars in October 1985. There's still a connection between the prison and the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. One of Chambliss's accomplices, Thomas Blanton, is still serving a life sentence there. Maggie Martin, APR News in Birmingham.